Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to ACC News, the unique internet broadcast series that brings you together with some of the most amazing and interesting individuals from the world of business, industry, health and wellness, art, entertainment, and many more. From company owners, CEOs, and presidents, to the most inspiring people who create the magic behind the scenes that make their company's products and services so special. Here is your opportunity to live their experience and journeys through the words of the ones that actually made it possible. Live worldwide. This is ACC Global News. Hello to everybody from around the world. Welcome back to ACC Global News. I am your host, Matthew Connor. And again, I am very happy and grateful to be with everyone here today. And today we have back with us our wonderful guest. Whoever was lucky enough to catch the first segment knows who it is. It is registered social worker, provider of psychotherapy, and also relationship coach, Lindsay Danish. And she is the founder of Get There, Real Life Therapy. And again, for whoever had the opportunity to tune into our first segment, I'm sure you'll be excited to hear what she does have to say. And a quick note to our audience. Every guest on our show is carefully vetted to assure that we feature the best people in the world that can offer us their story or their experience and also their assistance to anybody in our audience that does need the help. And again, if you're lucky enough or really have the honor to be able to hear them speak on our show, you'll really understand why these people are selected to be featured in our segments. And as I just explained a second ago, if you hear them on our show, know that they are one of the best and one of the most qualified people in the world to help you with whatever issues that you do have. Now, again, to remind our audience, it is now Friday, the 5th of August, and our interview today with Lindsay will be permanently archived on our ACC Global Media Blog Talk Radio site. Or you can actually also listen to our show on Facebook. Please visit us at facebook.com/ACC Global Media. Or you can also go to our website. Please visit us at accglobalmedia.com. And you can really enjoy our shows at any time of the day. Now, our featured guest today, doing really part two of her segment, Lindsay Danish, and she will go over many of the things that we did speak about in the first segment for anybody that did not get a chance to catch it. What she really does is incorporate her practice in also helping people with relationships. She also works with parents, children, and the most important part of what she does is really help people find relationships that are really struggling out there. And again, she has an extensive knowledge and experience in many different areas. She's taught overseas in rural Kenya. She did that in 2002. And for the next 5 years, she was a special education teacher in alternative education. And between 2008 and 2011, she was a learning specialist at the International School in the Czech Republic. And in 2011 is when she actually started working with the Smart Dating Academy. And also in 2012, again, if you did not listen to the first segment, I have to reiterate all of this. She worked with the LGBT refugees on policy reform. 2013, an outpatient therapist in the Institute of Juvenile Research in Chicago. In 2013, she received her master's in social work at the University of Illinois in Chicago. In 2014, she was a child and family therapist at the Children's Mental Health Institute. So again, her knowledge and experience, as I know, is really unmatched by many people that I do see in her field, which is why I'm very proud to introduce to our audience today part two with our segment with our relationship coach, Lindsay Danish. How are you doing today, Lindsay?
Good morning. I'm doing great, thanks.
So, Lindsay, if you could quickly discuss your background and upbringing for, again, for the many people that didn't get an opportunity to catch your first segment.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm actually originally from the States. I was born and raised in Chicago, Illinois. I've always had an interest in understanding people, what makes them tick, and really wanting to help people problem solve. I think this is really because I was actually raised by two high school teachers. So naturally, I got the bug early to want to be an educator and work with children. I was taught early on that, you know, there's values in being inclusive with others and that happiness is much more important than perfectionism. And there's always been a lot of processing feelings in my family, going over the pros and cons of different choices. To this day, we're actually extremely close. So I think that really was the platform for me.
Okay. And also, I do want to stress again for anybody that wasn't lucky enough to catch your first segment, can you share with the audience, again, your experience and background as an educator?
Absolutely. I think part of what makes my practice today unique is my experience as a high school teacher before I became a social worker and therapist. I've worked with children and parents from the minute I left university. I actually started my career teaching high school special ed in alternative schools, like you said. My first teaching experience was completing a summer of student teaching in a small village in West Kenya. I actually worked in a preschool setting in a tiny one-room schoolhouse on a farm.
Wow. That must have been quite an experience.
Oh, man. The experience really pushed me outside my comfort zone and really challenged me as a teacher and a person.
Probably gave
you
a new look
on
life as well.
Oh, yeah. It was the first time I had ever lived outside of the United States, so there was quite a drastic leap.
Yes.
And after that, I actually worked in two other unique schools. One was an experiential project-based school in Denver, Colorado, and that was called the Jeffco Open School. As a teacher there, I brought children to places like Japan. I backpacked with them in the Rocky Mountains, and I attended the Sundance Film Festivals in Utah. My experience at the Open School really connected me with students who really struggle in traditional education settings and needed more additional social-emotional components to their curriculum. And then the other school, which you mentioned, is I taught at an international baccalaureate school in Prague, Czech Republic. At that school, there was over 70 nationalities of kids, and I lived in Prague for 3 years, and I traveled, and I tried and failed at learning the Czech language, and I became really acutely aware and interested in teen mental health at the time. I noticed and I was drawn to the social-emotional needs for students, especially those with special needs. And my interest in children's mental health really grew from there. I really believe it's my early exposure to all these different cultures and philosophies of education and learning styles that really helped create my foundation of empathy for understanding people's social and cultural complexities. I'm really lucky.
You definitely are. And,
mm-hmm.
To everyone in the audience, again, I want to stress, any guest that you hear on our show is selected because they really have a wonderful story and experience. Over here at ACC Global Media, we really put a great value on experience. And Lindsay really has an amazing story as far as what she went through living overseas and really having her life situations mix in with that as well. So, Lindsay, if you could quickly share with the audience your personal story of how, I guess, being overseas affected your personal life and your relationship life as well.
Yeah, absolutely. In addition to working with mental health, the other part of my practice is I actually do a lot of dating support. And I got to that destination in a very strange way. Actually, when I was teaching back in the Czech Republic, my girlfriends and I began online dating as a way to meet other English-speaking men because we were living in this foreign country. So I actually found my hidden talent for marketing my friends and supporting their online communication, whether that's updating profiles, changing the way that they're presenting themselves, picking out nice outfits, just a way to have a really good first impression.
Yes.
And it was in Prague that I actually met my now husband online, and we started this crazy journey of a 3-year long-distance relationship. My husband
That's
is
amazing.
Arab-Canadian. Yeah, he lived in Canada, and he's from Toronto. And after months of online communication and Gmail chatting and Skype sessions and texting, for 5 months, we actually met in person for the first time in Toronto.
Oh, wow.
I have some extended family here, and I was already planning to come back to Canada for a small family reunion. And so that was the first time we had met. And, you know, I tell my clients that when I met my husband the first time, our initial meeting wasn't all fireworks and fairy tales. It was absolutely lovely, but it was also really awkward, like a lot of first-time online daters feel.
Of course.
Some ways, I felt like I knew him better than anyone, and in others, he felt like a total stranger to me, because in some ways he was. And after meeting him in Toronto, I flew back to the Czech Republic, and we actually continued building our relationship back and forth from Toronto to Prague for another year. We ended up meeting up around the world and traveling. We went to places like Spain and lucky enough to go to Syria.
That must have been an amazing experience.
Oh, it's one of the most beautiful countries I have ever been to, with the warmest people. So that's amazing. And luckily for my relationship, both my husband and I love to travel. And so after that final year in Prague, I actually moved home to Chicago, where we continued our long distance relationship for 2 more years, commuting back and forth to Chicago and Toronto while I completed my master's in social work at the University of Illinois at Chicago. While completing my master's and understanding the trials and tribulations of online dating firsthand, I actually started to work part-time with this Chicago-based dating company called Smart Dating Academy, and I was and am a writer and communication coach. And now, 5 years later, I continue to work and bring this experience and skills to my private practice. I support clients working on themselves with goals related to dating and relationships. And really, as you can see, my ability to empathize with this process, my experience and excitement of the complications of modern dating, I think really comes through in my work.
And again, I really want to stress this to the audience tuning in, because relationships, it's really an issue that many of us struggle with. Lindsay is what we say has been there on the front line. And she's really was very successful in really long-distance relationships, which many people really find impossible. She's been able to do the impossible. So, again, if you're struggling with relationships in any way, this is why we do feel that Lindsay would be the best person to help you. Now, Lindsay, if you could quickly explain to the audience, how were you able to transfer your skills working at the hospital now with your personal practice?
Yeah, well, you know, right now, in addition to my private practice, I'm also working at 2 different hospitals. I work at the Hospital for Sick Children in Toronto, and I work at St. Joseph's in the emergency department. And I really find that those skills are really transferable to my private practice. I've worked in the neonatal intensive care unit, and I've worked in outpatient pediatrics, and now I'm working in the emergency department. So working in these hospital settings has really increased my skills in crisis intervention, in resourcing, and grief and bereavement work. And I find that they're invaluable to supporting my current clients.
And who do you say is your client base?
So I think due to my diverse background of experiences, I really do work with people of all ages. I work with children and youth with their parents. I work with young professionals and individual adults. Really, it's my career in education and my experience with modern dating and relationships that brings a huge variety of referrals to my practice. And it's this diversity that I really appreciate most.
And if you could really explain to the audience, I know many of them are thinking this right now, what are the different services that you actually provide?
Yeah, I provide individual assessment and psychotherapy for individuals, whether it's children or adults. I also provide family therapy sessions for if I have one or two parents, and some siblings. I provide psychoeducation regarding mental health concerns, like issues around anxiety or depression. I collaborate with parents in navigating the school system and the TDSB for students with special needs. And I provide online dating consultation. And like I said before, I also offer some grief support. So it really runs the gamut, and I create an individual treatment support program for each person.
Okay, and to the audience out there, any parents out there that do have special needs children, Lindsay has a very wide range, and this is also our area of expertise, so she should definitely be able to help you out with this. And if you could explain maybe to some of these parents that may be looking for help, how do you actually hold your sessions, Lindsay?
My sessions are really unique depending on the client and their needs and goals. My sessions run 50 minutes, and I'm at a naturopathic wellness clinic called Innate Wellness here in West Toronto. And really,
okay,
my approach changes depending on the goals, the comfort level, and the personality of my client. I want each session to be comfortable and productive.
And if you could explain to some of these people in the audience, what are the different tools and, let's say, techniques that you actually incorporate into this program?
Sure. You know, with children, I really wear my teacher hat in session. I do a lot of activities, role-playing, play therapy, and communication coaching. I definitely bring my background to these sessions. And with adults, it's a combination of talk therapy, activities using cognitive behavioral therapy or CBT resources. We complete in-session activities, and we may have discussions around their therapeutic homework from a previous session.
Okay, and you mentioned CBT, which is, again, cognitive behavioral therapy. If you could explain to many people in the audience that don't know too much about this, what exactly is cognitive behavioral therapy, CBT?
Sure. Well, you know, in short, it's a practical therapy that's used to treat a variety of symptoms related to anxiety and depression. It helps link the connection between a client's thoughts and feelings and their actions or behaviors. By helping a client increase their awareness of their negative automated thoughts, it can really allow them to change or challenge that thought, leading them to change a feeling and action. It takes some practice, and it can really be life-changing. And it's something that I love about it is that you don't need any physical tools. It's a strategy that you can carry around with you 24/7. It's really kind of the wave of mental health treatment.
Okay. And to everyone again in the audience, You are listening to a registered social worker, somebody with experience with many different people from around the world, a provider of psychotherapy. If you could really explain to the audience, because, I really stress to many people how we really do vet people to really find the most unique people in the world. What, in your opinion, Lindsay, really makes you stand apart from everyone else offering similar services?
Absolutely. You know, it's my sincere belief that a person's ability to change and evolve and to be an active agent in that change is really possible. My personal experiences working in schools and hospitals make me unique. My acceptance and understanding for a person's unique lifestyle. And in general, I believe I'm approachable and I really create a safe space for my clients.
And again, I do want to stress to everyone out there, she's been to many places in the world. She's been to poor countries. She's been, again, to many different unique areas. This is somebody that will never pass judgment on you. She really does not work that way. And you could tell by her experience, her history, what she's done, where she's been. There's not many people that will go out to rural Kenya to actually help people in those impoverished areas. And it's something I really look up to you for doing that, Lindsay.
Thank you.
If you could really explain to the audience, what do you have planned for the future at this point? You've done so many things. What do you have planned for the future?
I have done so many. I feel exhausted talking about it. You know, my goal is actually, I really want to continue to expand my private practice and my professional development. And I want to continually increase the support and skills that I bring to my client sessions. With other therapists and different members of my innate wellness team, we're going to be offering some workshops, things in the fall related to dating and relationships, as well as possibly a back-to-school boot camp for parents and kids. It's really important to start off the school year, with a head start, and whether we're talking about healthy lunches, creating a routine before getting back to school, coming up with a homework schedule, helping kids create more autonomy, or for a dating workshop, things like improving your Tinder first impression, updating your profile on Match, understanding what your online pictures say about you, how to filter through and screen for the types of people you want to be dating. These are all skills that people can be learning in our workshops.
And I can see, again, from your past and what you're choosing to do right now, that you really have a love for helping people. So if you could really explain to the audience, what is your favorite part of doing this job? Or let's say, what is the personal satisfaction that you get from helping others?
Well, as you can see in my practice name, Get There Therapy, Real Life Therapy, wherever it is that somebody is going, you know, we want to help them, and I want to help them get there. From increasing their self-love and acceptance, to challenging their symptoms of anxiety, whether it's a child learning to communicate with a parent or having somebody understand what they want from a partnership, I'm really helping them get to their goal, get to the next step, get to understanding a strategy. And it's really a privilege in witnessing individuals challenge themselves and reaching their goals.
And again, to many people in the audience, they're probably thinking you've done so many wonderful things throughout your lifetime. At this point of your life, Lindsay, what is it you would say like you feel most proud of at this point?
Wow. I feel really proud of bringing my special education background and career to my private practice. There's so many challenges for kids and parents in today's age, whether it's cyberbullying, understanding the special education system, learning how to advocate yourself with principals and staff, children making friendships that feel secure. Kids also have so many different things that they're competing with. They have extracurricular activities. They have homework sessions. They have siblings. Whether we have parents who are together, separating, divorcing, different types of families, alternative families, there's just so many challenges in today's society, and collaborating that with children with special needs or just everyday parenting, there's a lot to work through. So I really think having that background of working with tweens and teens is something I'm really proud of, and I think it's really unique to my practice. I can really truly understand what a child or teenager goes through day to day in the hallway. I've been there, and I've witnessed it myself.
And to the parents out there that, again, are struggling, and there are many parents out there that are struggling with their children, teenagers, and there's, sometimes you feel that there's nowhere to turn.
Mm-hmm.
And again, we feel that Lindsay would be the best person to actually seek out help, to really get you to that point where you can have a better relationship with your child, or your child can live a better, more comfortable life in school and at home. Lindsay, we have a little over 3 minutes left. Before anything, if you could quickly share with the audience, where can they go to sign up for your program or learn more about your work?
Absolutely. The best place to check out my personal website, it's at www.realtherapy.ca. REALTHERAPY at CA. You could also check out the center's website where I work at innatewellness.ca. And there you'll be able to find the phone number to give me a call. I provide a free 15-minute consultation over the phone or in person. So any client or child can come meet me, can have understand my vibe, can ask me questions about therapy, can understand confidentiality, and really get to know me a little bit before agreeing to see me. So there should be no hesitation. It's free to introduce yourself to me to see if we'd be a good fit.
Okay, and we have a little over 2 minutes left. If you could share with our audience maybe a very quick success story of one of the clients that you've worked with.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, if we think about the dating clients, this is kind of one of the more fun. I've had clients who come in feeling very anxious about dating, who haven't been online before, are a little nervous about the safety of online dating, how to present themselves. And I've really taken them step by step into understanding internet safety, into understanding their strengths. I had a client then put herself on Match.com, has a great first impression, beautiful pictures, and is able to confidently start flirting online, engaging in conversations, and is now dating a wonderful gentleman, recognizing that relationships are hard, that it's challenging work to meet somebody, and then it gets a little harder to keep that person.
It is.
Yeah, and so there's all these different hurdles to the process of dating and maintaining a relationship. But from start to finish, it was really beautiful to be able to hold her hand through that process.
And again, to the many, many people out there that are struggling with either a current relationship, struggling to get into a relationship, sometimes you almost lose hope. And from what Lindsay has explained, there is always a chance for anybody out there. She's really took the very long road, a very difficult road. So, again, we feel that she would be the best person possible to help you get there. And, again, Lindsay, do you work with anyone of any age with this relationship coaching?
I do. We actually, whether you're early 20-something or you're starting again in your 60s or 70s, I have clients who are widowed, are divorced, have never done online dating. I have a lot of male clients who, you know, don't have the close group of friends to give them feedback on their profile. I'm a safe, confidential space to do that. So any age, and really male and female are both welcome.
And for the men out there, you know that many of us do need help. So there wouldn't be anyone better to get help from than from a woman that actually knows what women are looking for. We're just about out of time today. And Lindsay, it was an honor having you on here again. And hopefully we can have you. Oh, you're very welcome. Hopefully you'll be back with us again in the future. And to our audience out there, thank you for tuning in. We will be back on air again next week. So I look forward to hearing back from you all soon. And again, Lindsay, it was an honor having you on today. You have a wonderful day.
My pleasure. Thanks so much, Matthew.
You're very welcome. Bye.
Bye.